Hey, honey. Welcome home. You're a bit early. Dinner's not quite ready yet. So how was your day? Come on, sit down. I have your favorite chair already ready and everything. You look tired. Come on, it wasn't a stressful day, was it? Yeah. Sit down. And now that you're sat down, I have my favorite chair to sit down on. there's nowhere better than your lap, sweetie. So you asked your boss for a raise today, right? Oh, your tie is a little loose. Let me just tighten that a little for you, if you don't mind. So, how did it go? Did you give him the brownies I made? You better have. We need to shave you. Your hair is getting, well, too long for me. You know that. Oh, well. There we go. So, now that you're gonna struggle to breathe, how did it go? Come on. You know the only way I'm gonna loosen it is if you say it went well. Sweetie. Oh, that's great news. Excellent. I'm glad. Here, let me get your tie for you. You don't need that so tight now, do you? wow, that's a lot of extra money too. We'll be able to buy some nice new things. There's this really great outfit I've been wanting. It's a little silly, but it's actually a latex hoop skirt, from like the 50s. Imagine coming home and I'm just wearing that, with a nice corset and some good boots. I bet it'd get you on your knees really fast, right? we're gonna have fun, babe. I'm so glad you got your raise, though. That means you get a reward. A really good one, too. So, dinner's not quite done, but I was working on the dessert already, so maybe we can just skip past dinner and move right to the dessert, okay? It gives me a chance to get this apron off, too. I mean, I have a secret for you. Under this skirt, I'm not wearing any panties. I knew you'd get your raise, so I decided I was gonna set up a nice treat for you today. we're gonna have to get your arms and legs tied to your chair, though, because you know what's gonna happen next. But first, we should get those pants off you. I mean, you're not gonna need them now, honey. So come on, stand up for me and take them off. I'm gonna go get your dessert, okay? So I hope you're okay with brownies. I mean, I know I make them a lot, but I love brownies, okay? And the best part is always the brownie batter, because you know where I'm gonna put it, right? come on, sweetie. Lick it off my finger. Be a good boy for your wife, huh? see, this is why I'm glad we're not gonna have kids, because we couldn't do this all the time. That tickles, sweetie. Don't use your tongue like that. you silly, silly man. Now sit down in your chair. I'll get the straps out, okay? Oh my. Are you already that hard? Sweetie, I haven't even started yet. Great. Okay. Well, let's get you tied down and we'll see. I was gonna like if you didn't get your raise, I was just gonna make you like lick me out for like an hour or two and do a lot of things. Like I really was gonna get a foot rub from you today. But I guess since you got your raise, I'll be nice to you this time. Yeah, we can do that. That'll be fun. you don't get anal very often from me, do you? Okay, well, let's get you strapped down. There we go. Let's leave your arms undone. I want you to hug me this time. But no way am I letting you go in dry. I mean, remember when we tried that once? I couldn't walk straight for like a week. That was the worst. Okay. So, Give me just a second, sweetie. Wow, you are eager. That should be good for now, though, right? Now let me just crawl up on you. There we go. Ooh. Such a weird feeling having your cock in my ass. it's kind of fun though. Since you're gonna be hugging me, let's use one of your hands to make sure I'm getting off too, huh, sweetie? Yeah, I'm wiggling on purpose. I wouldn't make this hard for you after all. You're such a cute thing. Tonight, I'm gonna make sure I give you a really, really, really good ride, and then I'm gonna make you spank me, okay? There we go. This is always nice, sweetie. I'm glad we get to do this so often. It's a good thing you're such a submissive little submissive little slut to your domestic goddess, huh? And all my friends thought I was silly for deciding to become a homemaker, but I have to tell them, a life of aprons and getting to boss your husband around, it's pretty worth it. don't look at me like that. It's not that sweet, is it, baby? What can I say? Some girls should just be spoiled for their entire lives, right? Oh. And I want to make sure you keep spoiling me for forever and ever. When everyone was wondering why I changed the wedding vows. That's good. You wiggling like that, babe. I can already feel your kink loose too. But you know what happens if you if you come before I do, cutie. I'm gonna have you tied up at the foot of the bed all night and Well, you know I'll never run out of fun ideas. Maybe the first thing we can get with that new raise of yours, you know, to celebrate, is we can finally get me those boots we were eyeing. I know you wanted to kiss some good boots for a while, but I've never really had the money to get extra ones. You know, you better finish before before the egg timer is done, 'cause if dinner's done before you are, I'm just gonna have to get right off you. And you know how I get when I get sexually frustrated. there you go. Now you're bucking, baby. Good, sweetie. Perfect little husband for a girl like me. Love you.